When you love somebody, bite your tongue, all you get is a mouthful of blood.
This is the Boston Media, Mariah Merlinite, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Ooh, was I here last week? I can't even remember. I think I was. Wow. This week went by really slow, and I'm not really sure why exactly, but it definitely feels like it went by slow. Anyways, I'm having an awesome morning. I'm having an awesome time. So it's February in Boston, and it's like in the 50s, and it's kind of bizarre, but it's so beautiful, and I have like a windbreaker on, literally, and like it's so good. Like it's like I'm so happy right now. The weather, by the way, anybody who understands New England or Boston knows how like crazy our winters get. This winter was like so calm, so tame. It was like it was spring. So I'm interested to see how the weather's gonna play out the rest of the week. So anyways, oh my God, I'm so excited to be here. And we have some new music I wanted to introduce to you, please. I wanted to introduce the OC, the Hurricanes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And I think the lead singer, Roach Sanchez. Hi. He's listening right now. I hope I don't get it wrong. So, I'm just like, oh, I hope I get everything right and I'll mess it up for them. They're all the way in, they're from Santa Ana, Orange County, California. And I am so excited because all my favorite music is from California. And I actually discovered them on my friend's page. And actually, they were linked with Barbie, if she's listening right now. Barbie, as we've been healing for her son, Marty. This all got linked together, actually. So this is all wonderful. It's all paranormal. It's all psychic. And angels and spirit has connected all of us together. So Barbie actually is homesick and we're sending her out healing. I don't know if she's listening or not, but I told her I would send her out healing for today's show. So anyways, yeah, I was connected with Barbie's husband, Mike. And so Mike shared on his page their band, and I was like, oh my God, I have to play them on Paranormal Playground Sounds. You guys have got to check them out. Like, their sound is exactly like what all Paranormal Playground Sounds is all about. So, okay, yeah. So, and I was so excited when I heard this because I was like, oh my God, please. I hope I get to see them live one day. And I was like, please, more bands like this. Please, please, please send them this way. So I'm going to play some songs. And so this was the song, the first song I'm going to play by the OC Hurricanes is, what is this? Okay, yes, hold on. Born Free You. And this was very, this one is very doo-wop-y. It's very, you know, Sam Cooke-ish. It's very, oh my God, it's so lovely. It is so beautiful. So let's do this. So I'm going to play this. I'm going to play one more after that. And then, you know, plug them in, give them the link. And we'll go into our paranormal day. Woo-hoo-hoo! So shout out to everybody in Cali. If you guys are listening, thank you so much for blessing the show with art, with that music. Love it so, so much. Here we go. Here's Born For You, the OC Hurricanes.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, and...
Give me all your
we are back here. This is the Boston Medium right here. WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and you are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Woo! I hope you enjoyed that. Also, those were all songs from the OC Hurricanes. And let me tell you where you can find them. All right. Here we go. Okay, so the link is Facebook, OC Hurricanes, Instagram at OC Hurricanes, and the website is www.ochurricanes.com. So if you want to find more of them, stream them, they are on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, under OC Hurricanes. Stream that now. Don't hesitate. Do it now. And I really hope there's more to come from them. And we'll definitely have them on rotation here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. That's a definite. That is a definite. Wow, there's like it feels like I'm back in time. I told Roach Sanchez that it was timeless music. It was just like when I was playing it right now, I was just like, oh yes. I was like, this is what my show's about. Yeah. I was like, yeah, this is what I'm talking about. It put me in such a good mood. Like, it just raised my vibration, and this is exactly what the show is about. See, Paranormal Playground Sounds, it's a psychic show. It's about the paranormal. It's about the supernatural. But it's also very much focused about the psychic world and the supernatural through music. And, you know, we're very centered around, you know, the oldies, the 60s, the 50s, you know, 50s, oh, my heart, you know, the surf, the rockabilly, you know, the doo-wop, the, you know, the, you got the mod thing going on here. You got the garage, you got the jazz, you just got it. It's just like the rock and roll, the R&B, it's just the soul, it's just everything. And just to have a band like this, you know, out here right now, and especially from California, my favorite place in the world, even though I've never been there. It's so embarrassing. I've never been to Cali. And so I'm just so grateful for this. I'm so embarrassed. I really am. Like, that I have never been to California. Everyone, when they meet me, they're like, yo, are you from Cali? I was like, yeah, I wish. So anyway, you know, that, and we're, so basically, yeah, I'm getting off track, but running into tangents, but basically it's the foundation of the show is this kind of music. And, but mainly, even though there's no, you know, what I was about to say is that's the vibration of basically what I was centered around and talking about, and what's important about it is that's why I love music like this, because it's so, it's so much fun. It's so lighthearted, and it's just so, it's connected to just that nostalgia of being young and innocent. And it really just kind of can take you away from a lot of the things, like, I don't know, a lot of modern music, I feel like, you know, is really depressing. Like, it's really dark, and it's like, that's fine. I think that stuff's great. Everything has a place, and we need dark. We need light. Dark and light, it goes hand in hand. But I feel like we need more diversity of the different types of vibrations we put out there in the music world. I think it's just very centered around this one kind of type of kind of sound people are really drawn to in the mainstream and basic and just in everything we hear. And it's like back then in the 60s, music was very conscious. And, you know, if it wasn't talking about conscious stuff, it was either it was fun or, you know, it was just centered around, you know, basically things that were just very, very much connected to more of a, what's the word, classier outlook. Anyways, basically, I'm complimenting, basically saying this music is very classy. And I like that. So anyways, thank you so much. Look them up. All that music I just played for you, the first 20 minutes is the OC Hurricanes. Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, stream them. Do it now. Do it now, people. Do it. Support this band. Support them. Play them on your radio station. Okay? Awesome. All right, all right, all right. So we got a next, what is it? Next 35 minutes more with me. And I'll be here from 4 to 5. Yeah, I'll be back here from 4 to 5. Yes, yes, yes. I was just, you know, and it was so funny. I was just talking about the Beach Boys earlier. And I just wrote about how they're like this band. They're so square. They're so like clean cut American, like talking about cars. I stated it, the overprivileged package. And I was just like, they talk about cars, fun in the sun, surfing. And I was just like, and I love it. And I was just like that. But it, my point of bringing that up is just like, sometimes it's so, you don't really find that too much. Like that whole, that band that's so square, and they're just so, it's so like goody two shoes, and it's just so very innocent and playful, and it's, and they're like blown up, and it's just like, I love it. It was very healing. It's very healing for me, and we all know they're my favorite band. So I just think that's very important, why it's, you know, sometimes we don't know how just being ourselves really helps other people and how it changes other people. And I think it's very important to always remember that and always keep that in mind, that you are good enough, whoever you are. And sometimes we have to, you know, fake certain personas or do certain things or try to impress people so hard that we forget that why and who we are and what we were born into is exactly what's gonna help someone. And Brian, such a beautiful soul, Brian Wilson, he basically, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but his father actually hit him with an actual, like, 2x4. He hit him in the ear and he went deaf in his right ear. And he's been deaf his entire life since then. And I was always talking about how it's like, wow, he had every right to be, talk about, you know, depressing, you know, sad, dark music. But he didn't. He talked about the most happiest music you could ever imagine. And it's something, if that never existed, I don't know where I would be. Like, really, I know it sounds so cheesy, but it's the truth. I don't know where I would be if that didn't exist. And so the whole point is not like, music should be just light and music, you know, music shouldn't be depressing. There's too much depressing. It's too dark. That's not the point. The point is that he was tapping into his authentic self. Despite his experience, despite what had happened to him, he didn't take that on in his music. He wanted to tell a different story. And yes, of course, as he evolved with his music, that you can hear it. He stopped talking just about cars and sun and surfing. He evolved, and it was very, the most magnificent sounds you could ever listen to. Just, there's nobody else like him. But his music is very spiritual. So it evolved, but it turned very spiritual. And it was very spiritual then. So the foundation of Brian is actually very spiritual, and it was just the core of who he was, you know, and the underneath, and he expressed it very well. I just rant and rave constantly about him. He's everything to me, basically everything you could possibly imagine. You know, he gave me something to be excited about. The Beach Boys as a band gave me something to be excited about when I was a child. And that music, it was just, there was nothing else. I mean, yeah, of course there's other music, but that, they were just like, oh, the center of my universe. And they've always have been the center of my universe. My right arm is gonna be covered in Beach Boy I'm just gonna be tatted in Beach Boy songs and Beach Boy lyrics. I already have 2 Beach Boy songs on my right arm tattooed. Smile and Good Timing. And it's just gonna get more crazier and more, you know, weird. I'm just kidding. Oh, but anyways, you know, Brian and Carl, their spirits have blessed my show constantly. They're like the co-creators of the Paranormal Playground Sounds. And, you know, remember I told you I had a dream. I wasn't doing my show for a while, and they came to me in my dream, and they were like, They were like, when are you going to do your show? We're ready. We miss it. We love it. We love when you talk about us. And I'm like, I love when I talk about you guys. And now it's here. And we get to play with Spirit. Yay. It's amazing, isn't it? It really is. Cool. So hang around. Check it out. Okay? We're going to be here. We're here. We're out here. We're out here at the Paranormal Playground Sound. Stay for another half hour. I was supposed to call her, but that didn't fall through, you know, Spirit stuff. So call in if you want a reading. 855-915-9636. I was supposed to have one, but it just didn't happen. And you know what? That's just the way it goes. So if you get if you're listening in and you want a reading, ka-ching, right here. You know the number. You know the number. I think it's, oh my goodness. What is that? Oh my God, sorry. Was I just making, oh, stop. I swear to God, I hope I was not making inappropriate sounds. Like, I have to pee so bad. Like, I know you guys don't need to hear this, but sometimes I just forget that that needs to happen. Oh, wow. And it just, sometimes we forget and it's not good. Okay, all right, I need to shut up. You don't need to hear about my future depends issues that are gonna be happening. You know, oh my God, just thinking about wearing depends like when you get older. Yo, okay. Okay, all right. PSA time. I will shut up. All right, this is going nowhere. See you later. But don't leave. Don't leave. I'm just doing a PSA, and then we're going to have some rock and roll music. Yes.
One medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
I had this tone. Everything's changed. I had this tone.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association.
145 over 92, Association and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
I had this tone. Everything's changed. I had this tone.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Adopt you. Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love and ran around with every single guy in town.
Hey. 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 H trying, man. You better stop. It is the wrong umbrella.
I'm back here. I hope you're enjoying that. Yeah, I know. No guided meditation and yada, yada, yada. Maybe we could do a real quick one. Wow, I'm getting really excited. So I've had a blast. Like, I'm going to be back here at 4, though. I hope you know. So 2 to 3. Wait, yeah. 2 to 3 to 4 to 5. I think that's what, yeah. Oh, no. Am I going to be here? No, I'm just kidding. I was just like realizing what I committed to. I need a big giant filter. You know, the big giant filters they have basically in the sinks. And so when you wash stuff and it goes down the drain, there's a filter. And do you know what happens to that filter? It keeps the guck, the chunky chunk stuff from going down the drain and clogging things. That's what I need for my voice. Because I just say stuff and it's like, what? But then again, I guess having no filter is a gift, right? I mean, come on, maybe it is a gift. And maybe I just gotta take one. Maybe it's like taking one for the team, you know? People who have no filters are the people who are just taking one for the team. Like, they're gonna get all the blows, they're gonna get all the punishment, they're gonna get all the... I love it. I love me. I'm not ashamed. I love me. I mean, I love my quirks, my flaws. I do. I do. I'm a nut, but you know what? I love it. I do. Just spreading that. Spreading it, spreading it, spreading it, spreading it. So, remember I told you I was making a beat for the day the music died? Oh, totally. I just had ADD and I haven't, and I'm like getting all Howard Hughes on it. So like, I'm just like, no, it's gonna be perfect. It's gonna be perfect. So yeah, I'm getting a little Howard Hughes with it. That's why I didn't play it today. Next week, I will be playing next week. Yes, 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 next week. So yes, this has just been a phenomenal show. We're almost out of here, and I'm kind of sad about that, but I'm not, because I'll be back on here in a couple of minutes. So just letting you know, this is, okay, this is my favorite part from the Little Rascals, kind of instrumental. I always have to add that in. Anyway, come see me this weekend. Every weekend, I am at the Ritual Arts, okay? Ritual Arts, you hear that? 153 Harvard Ave, Allston. I give medium readings. I give tarot cards. I do intuitive. I do past life regression. I love you. Come see me. Let it shine. Let it shine. And come and get the guidance of spirit. Feel it. That's why here I give you the opportunity, if you're brave enough, to call in for yourself and hear the show. Call in for yourself and be brave enough to get a medium reading. Like, the only, you know, the compensation is that it's shorter and it's live, but you know, that's, you know, you're helping to demonstrate for other people what this experience is like, so they can do this for themselves. They can try it for themselves, or they can come get a reading, you know, sample. It's like a sample. I'm giving you guys medium samples. It's like ice cream. It's like Rocky Road. It's like butterscotch. It's like cookie dough, you know? Yeah. It's like, think of it as flavors, and you're just sampling it all. So anyway, so come get a reading from me, and or come say hi. Come see me. Come to the store. Just let's do it. Or make it, or schedule an appointment anytime during the week. Anytime. Okay? Oh, Lord, I have to do this. So, anyways, I'm wondering what the next thing on the list can be. And I'm like, okay, Spirit, let's do Spirit Shuffle. Spirit, give me the first thing. Okay, oh my God, this is so much fun. This is so much fun. Okay, ready? This is a lot of fun. Hold on, Spirit. Okay, I'm not playing that song. I'm rejecting what Spirit, I don't want to play Michael Jackson, Ben. I really don't. Like, I'm sorry. They wanted me to play that because there's a theme around animal communication. And so I had a dream about my nephew's dog, Brooklyn. She's only like 4 months old, the cutest Alaskan Malamute. And she came in my dream and she was like, I love you. I love you. You can count on me. Like doggy cute little spirit communication. Like, I love you too, Brooklyn. Oh, I love you. So yeah, there is such thing as spirit communication with animals, and it's real and it happens. And I was telepathically communicating with my nephew's dog the other day, and it was so cute. Aww. And it was just so loving, and it was such a good dream. So that's why they want me to play Michael Jackson's Ben, like dirty, like it's about a big giant rat in the it's about rats. That movie is like about killer rats. I don't know if I want to go into that realm. That song's a little kind of freaky. I'm sorry, it's a little freaky. Like rats, come on. So, oh, speaking of Little Rascals and like Buster Keaton and Laurel and Hardy, I got a Buster Keaton t-shirt. It's so awesome. I actually got it for Christmas, but I'm now just getting it. It's the coolest thing ever, and I really want to wear it. I'll wear that soon when it gets nicer out. I just wanted to add that I have a Buster Keaton t-shirt. It's really awesome. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you for communicating this. Thank you for this beautiful day, and just love and blessings and peace, and sending this out, broadcasting this out into the universe. No, we did not. But when I get back in the air, maybe we could do, I don't know, maybe we can do a meditation and just kind of hone in, get the good vibes going. I'm just so grateful. There were so many good vibes on here today. So many good things that happened and with music. And I love playing new music. I love introducing new music to you guys, you know, because there's nothing better than turning on the radio and just hearing new music or just discovering it. And I'm glad I could do that today. So lifting the vibes, putting it out there, letting the love come in. Oh, do you feel loved? I feel loved right now in this moment. I feel very, very close to spirit. Just remember today to make sure, you know, you're lifting your vibrations and holding a space for love. It's such a, it's a very challenging thing sometimes. Some, for some people, it's just so easy. And, you know, I love those people. I'm just like, how are you like that? I'm actively trying to be more loving, and that's on a regular basis. You know, regular basis trying to program myself to be that way. To just feel it and have it in my heart. And when I see other people who are just so naturally loving, it's so inspiring. Like, how are you like that? I love you so much. You're such an angel on this planet of Earth. It's so beautiful. It's just, it's absolutely adorable. It really is. So, you know, we just feeling this week, spirit coming in, asking that to, this week is just really good. I'm just asking and praying that this week is a week where having the ability for us to connect and to communicate with one another in clear communication, leaving us in the highest good, letting us be heard, letting us be known, lifting our vibrations and lifting our spirit, really just connecting to the beauty of life and just this, sending out these prayers and manifesting. And happy new moon. The new moon was here. No, I did not get to manifest that day, but it's okay. It's okay. Retrograde is going to be ending in March. This was a rough retrograde. Mercury in retrograde, by the way. I'm so sorry for what everybody had to go through, because yo, woo! Retrograde was like bam, bam. To me, retrograde was like, Aries, you need to buckle up, because you're going on a roller coaster ride, and I sure did. I went on a roller coaster ride, and I'm sure all of you have been feeling it. Retrograde's going to be over really soon, guys. Hang on. Really, just hang on to your seats, and you're going to be okay. So, I love you guys. Please tune in. Every week, my slot is 1 to 2. Okay? 1 to 2 here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. And you are listening to the Boston Medium, the Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, Lord. That's so funny. No, sorry. I have like the worst ADD, by the way. So I just got really spaced out thinking about that big rat Ben from the Michael Jackson song and how spirit really wanted me to play it. And I just didn't want to do it. It's just like some of these rats are as big as these, as cats. Like it's hilarious. It's so funny. Anyways, that had nothing to do with anything. Well, it did. It had to do with being able to communicate with animals in the spirit world, but and how I'm denying access. Okay, maybe next time I get on the air, I'll play it. Okay, spirit. Spirit is just like, stop being stubborn. Okay, I'm so, so sorry. Ooh. I'm just kidding. I love you guys oh, so much. And I hope to see you back here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Woo!
My body is starting to tonight. At 9:01, it's clubbing time. Haven't paid for a drink since 85. That's Perrier and French white wine. When I rock the mic, you best stay home with your Fisher Price and Mr. Microphone. You're coming through mono, I'm in stereo. Boy, don't you know this a one-girl show?